grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The primary text for the message this morning is taken from the epistle from Hebrews. Let me just reread a portion. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. This is our text. Let's go on a trip together. You're going to come with me on the trip. I have to ask you to do this. Close your eyes. Let's get ready to go. And we close our eyes. We've come to a beautiful place, a peaceful and restful scene. Here we are on our trip, and we've come to a place where our lounge chairs are sitting on a white sandy beach. And in our hands we have goblets of delicious tropical drink. And we look out from the beach and there's a sailboat anchored in the turquoise water of the lagoon just beyond. How peaceful, with the only sounds coming from the small waves lapping on the shore. How restful, with a gentle warm sea breeze causing the palm branches to wave ever so slightly. We're back. We're back to Baltimore, and I look out the door and I see those icebergs still. I remember how cold it was again, and how cold it was yesterday with that wind, my goodness. And it looks like we're going to be stuck in this Baltimore winter for a while longer. We had a time of peace and rest there for a little bit on our little trip we took, and didn't it sound great? But this winter in Baltimore, as we're still digging out after that storm, that peaceful, restful scene, well, it will be shown on some of the travel brochures. And I don't subscribe to the newspaper any longer, but they used to have the travel section, and maybe in the Sunday edition they'd have a picture of that beach scene. And if not there, then certainly it's on the advertisements for the cruise ships and the airlines. They want you to believe that you can be there. And so we'll be told that rest and peace is available. But there's a catch. It's available for a price. If you have enough money, it can be yours. Have you noticed that worldly peace and rest always come with a price tag attached? Always. Do you want to sleep better? Buy this new mattress. Okay? Do you want to be free from pain? Ask your doctor for this particular drug to be prescribed. And it's probably not covered by insurance, so it's going to cost you a bunch. Do you want to stop worrying about the stock market and the economy? Then you better buy gold. See? Security, peace, and rest, it's there. You just got to pay for it. But after all the money you spend, the mattress eventually wears out. And the drug has terrible side effects that they didn't tell you about in the commercial. And the value of gold might drop. And the vacation trip to the tropical beach, it comes to an end. And here we are back in Baltimore again, with the snow and the cold. King Solomon, the author of Ecclesiastes, wrote these words in the 5th chapter. He wrote, "He who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves wealth with his income. This is also vanity. When goods increase, they increase who eat them, and what advantage has their owner but to see them with his eyes? There is a grievous evil that I have seen under the sun. Riches were kept by their owner to his hurt, and those riches were lost in a bad venture. He is the father of a son, but has nothing in his hand. As he came from his mother's womb, so shall he go again, naked as he came. He shall take nothing for his toil that he may carry away in his hand. This also is a grievous evil. Just as he came, so shall he go. And what gain is there to him who toils for the wind? Moreover, all his days he eats in darkness, in much vexation, in sickness, and in anger. Eats in darkness, much vexation, sickness, and anger. Without God, that's as good as it can be. That's as good as it gets in this world. Peace and rest without God are nothing more than a fleeting illusion, a mirage in the desert. So we can spend our money and our lives pursuing it, but it always remains just out of reach because it's not really there. Jesus explained to his disciples what he meant by this. And in Mark's gospel, Jesus told his disciples, he said, he looked around and said to them, how difficult it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. Huh? That doesn't make sense. And his disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said to them again, children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. And they were exceedingly astonished and said to him, then who can be saved? And Jesus looked at them and said, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. This is an amazing thing, he told them, that wealth is not something that is going to save you. The disciples were amazed. They assumed that if you were wealthy, you had been blessed by God. That's not really altogether wrong. Their understanding was one that we should often share, that God is the creator and the giver of all things, and that those who have a lot must be uniquely blessed by God. It makes sense. And it makes sense because it is true. All things that we have, all of our money, all of our possessions, our intellect, our strength, our skills, all come from God. The problem, though, is sin. That when we receive these blessings, we often forget where they came from. And we begin to trust in our wealth instead of trusting in God. And we utterly abandon the first commandment some of us studied this morning, because we always put other things first. Who then can be saved? The disciples asked. A good question, and it has a gracious answer. With man, it is impossible to enter the kingdom of God, not just for the rich, not just for the one percenters, but for everyone. With man, all men, rich and poor, it is impossible. The small catechism, we remember the passage, and we confess that I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But with God all things are possible, for God in his love did what in human wisdom was not only improbable, sending Jesus to become true man, born of the Virgin Mary, and also true God, but in his love he did what was impossible for people, whether rich or destitute, to do on their own. Jesus paid the debt of all of our sins. He took the punishment that we deserved when he went to the cross and as he was resting in the grave. And on the third day, rising from the dead and promising to all who would believe and trust in him as the Son of God and their Savior, that one day they too will rise and join him in perfect peace and rest in heaven. And so in our text, we hear the words from Hebrews again, so there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. That Sabbath rest for the people of God, that rest in peace, is far beyond some scene of a tropical beach. And it's not for sale at any price. Indeed, it's free. It comes to us only by God's grace. His undeserved love for us through faith in Jesus. You didn't deserve it. You didn't earn it. You can't repay God for it. It is a gift. And it comes to us through His holy word. And in that word we have peace. It comes to us through His blessed sacraments, where we find true rest. Our closing hymn for this morning, I think, sums it up very powerfully. And we'll sing this a little bit later. But one of the stanzas reads, "The world seeks after wealth and all that mammon offers, yet never is content though gold should fill its coffers. I have a higher good, content with it I'll be. Jesus is my wealth. What is the world to me?" Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. I invite you now to turn in your hymnals to page 158 and rise as we confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten.